This is Ozarks at Large. Here's a funny line delivered yesterday by University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart. It's a punchline that admittedly is probably funnier for those inside the University of Arkansas community.
It was a temporary building, and we have found at the University of Arkansas there's nothing more permanent than a temporary building. So it's time that we replaced it.
The good news is the temporary building the chancellor was referring to will indeed soon be replaced. Yesterday afternoon, the university held a construction celebration for the Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center. The construction celebration was a way for the university to formally recognize the work after a groundbreaking, but before the grand opening. After that grand opening, scheduled to happen in about a year, the new facility will offer research and education platforms for about 300 University of Arkansas students, faculty, and children each year. Again, U of A Chancellor David Gearhart.
Their wish, the faculty and the staff, was to become a reality with the creation of a new experiential laboratory. That is one of the top priorities that they have as faculty. Where future practitioners and leaders in child development and child care will obtain their education. At the same time, they will be providing the best possible head start to infants and preschoolers in our area.
The university says the new center has been designed to enhance the study of early childhood development for students majoring in human development and family sciences. The goal is also to improve opportunities for child care professionals and provide expanded child care services for up to 140 families in the community. The project was made possible in part by a lead gift of $2.5 million from the Tyson Family Foundation. John Tyson, a member of the university's Board of Trustees and the son of the new center's namesake, spoke briefly yesterday.
I think I'd be remiss if I didn't make a comment about my mother. I think we all know the great thing about moms, that no matter what you do, they always love you, and no matter how many times you might not quite tell them the truth, they kind of look you in the face and say, "We love you." And I'll never forget the story. I came home from somewhere, and I drove in the driveway, and I got two or three friends with me, and we're going around, and Mom's going, "Well, how was your day? Blah, blah, this, and how was this?" She said, "And did you have a good time in Tulsa?" That's all she said. She didn't say another word, and it was her way of knowing, I know, you know, but I love you, son, and therefore that's what makes a difference. I do wish my mom was here today. We do miss her. But we're grateful that we have a chance to honor her legacy and her commitment to young people and the commitment to the future of Arkansas.
Additional funding for the project include a $500,000 gift from Mark Rumsey of Zero Mountain Incorporated. Michael Veda, the dean of the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences, says the new center will serve multiple purposes.
As more and more students enroll in child development classes, and as the university grows, we must increase our capacity to serve our community and the state. This facility will help us meet the demand with high-quality classroom and research space.
The new center will also bring the university's nursery school and infant development center under the same roof. Currently, those two facilities have been on opposite sides of the campus. The Gene Tyson Child Development Study Center is scheduled to be finished and open in 2012.